This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations AM 860, AM 930 here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America's around the world, too, by the way, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a very special shout-out goes out, as it always does, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping America free and safe. Not everybody working on the Third Watch right now that's helping to keep America rolling along, especially are over the road, 18-wheeler drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, Felix sent the U.S. mail haulers, hauling the bulk mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, and, of course, our suicide jockeys like Tom, hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel and all that good stuff so we can keep motoring along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the same way. We're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, all as Captain's America. That's Captain with an S on the end of it, Captain's America. So that's how you find us on all of those. In the meantime, we're going to go back to the phone and back to California. We've got the man, the myth, the legend, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's a Monday morning. Look where you are.
Well, that's right. Over here on the West Coast.
Yep, and you're not in the rain.
Nope. A tiny bit of rain earlier today, but not a lot.
All right. Let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And I kind of screwed you up a little bit because I changed what we did there the hour previous. But that's okay. I switch it around every now and then just to see if anybody's paying attention. And they did.
Yeah, keep,
and they did,
yeah,
and you keep, did too. It got your attention.
That's right. Keep you fresh. Yep.
All right. Yep. Listen, Ron Johnson was on television yesterday, and he had a lot to say during a Fox News interview. He said that law enforcement will probably indict Hunter Biden, but then they'll seal by making a deal to seal all the information so the American people will never get the full truth of what happened.
Well, it seems to me, Captain, if they seal the indictment and so forth, that, number one, it takes all of that away from Joe Biden, the focus, that is, and then also Hunter Biden, I don't think it would go anywhere after that. And would everybody just get away with it all at that point?
He'll skate.
Yep.
That's what happens when you seal an indictment. What they do is they put it aside, and it's been done before with some of the mobsters out there in days gone by. They'll set it aside, and if they don't get into trouble again, it'll never come up.
Very interesting. Well, the American people, though, Captain, have a real right to know just how far this all goes and what Joe Biden's involvement has been, not just, you know, prior to the 2020 election, but for a very long time. What did the big guy know, and when did he know it? I mean, these are all legitimate questions.
Well, Ron Johnson said in the interview, he said, we've known that the Bidens have been a corrupt family for years. Corrupt mainstream media has been covering it up for years, all of it up, and even the FBI has been covering it up, too. Johnson predicted that the legacy news outlets will now turn on Biden amidst the increasingly low poll numbers, and there'll be more conversations about wanting him to retire, wanting him to leave office early, and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I do think that, especially after the midterms, Joe Biden's performance, shall we say, is going to become a major, major problem for many liberals on television. It's going to be almost something to behold, I think. They will suddenly start saying, can Joe Biden, you know, is he really up to this job? Does he need to resign, or does the cabinet need to invoke the 25th Amendment?
Well, here's what we know about Hunter Biden that hasn't been sealed yet, but it will be. Back in March, both Republican senators, Charles Grassley, Chuck Grassley, and Ron Johnson, who are on that same committee, they said that bank records on the Senate floor, which they produced, showed that the China Energy Group, known as CEFC, now defunct, made payments to Hunter Biden that included a $100,000 wire payment to one of the younger Biden's companies, Owasco, from CEFC. Now, other payments included, and wait till you hear this, other payments included a $5 million transfer to Hudson West, a company Hunter Biden invested in and managed from Northern International Capital, a business that partnered with CEFC. Then there was a contract also made public by the senators, which showed $500,000 that went to Hunter Biden as a one-time retainer fee. Now, do the math. That's $5.6 million in the course of a year and a half, while his dad was vice president.
Right, and of course, his dad never talked to him about any business thing ever. That's what we're also supposed to believe, because it just doesn't pass muster. There's just no way that the dad, in this case, Joe Biden,
yep,
never spoke to his son about anything.
Well, hold that thought. And folks, there was another couple of million dollars I haven't even mentioned in there, so make that, let's see, $7.6 million over an 18-month period. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
Yes, it is. Hello, Mike Gallagher. And hello, Hugh Hewitt. Oh, boy, love it. But anyway, this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, you know, if you've been listening to this program for any length of time, that I've been taking Relief Factor for going on 8 years and counting. Now, the reason I take it is simple. It works. And it works for me because of what it does for me. It stops the inflammation, it stops the swelling, and it stops the pain that I've had constantly in my left leg, foot, ankle area, and then moved over to my right foot and ankle with a stress fracture I had in my right foot. Now, with all that, I can tell you that taking Relief Factor in the morning with my breakfast, that's how you get it started. You get it in your system, it starts working right away for me. Now, if you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, elbow pain, you've got arthritis, you've got bursitis, you've got maybe some muscle aches and pains, maybe you got some muscles you pull, then I'm telling you, you want to try the 3-week supply of Relief Factor. Now, you do that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out. See what's there. $19.95 is all it costs for the 3-week quick start. You start that, and if it works for you, boom, you go on automatic delivery, and away you go. No problemo. And it's very affordable, too, because it costs no more than a cup of coffee a day, every day, 7 days a week to take this stuff. And it's all drug-free. It's all drug-free. 100% botanical and fish oil product, too. So, ReliefFactor.com/captain, 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 because what do we tell everybody, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Well, speaking of pain, Germany, of course, is now arguing over their nuclear shutdown because now that they've got rid of their nuclear program, their gas supply worries are just starting to mount because they may not have any liquid or natural gas to fire their furnaces.
Yeah, this is a very important problem, to say the least. And, Captain, you know, certainly with what's happened with Ukraine and with Russia invading, the obvious tensions now that are getting even worse between Vladimir Putin and everybody else, basically, shows that it's hard to have all your eggs in one basket, basically. And so, yes, hopefully some near-term solutions will emerge. One of those could be the United States helping to provide energy. But long-term, they've got to look at every available avenue, and that could include nuclear power as well.
Now, I'm going to come back over to your neck of the woods, California. We were kidding about the rain, but there's some rain desperately needed up where this fire is burning. 51,000 acres are currently burned, and more because the fire is not under control. As your governor in California declared a state of emergency, people are fleeing homes as this ferocious wildfire is tearing across the state. Where is this fire at?
I believe it's the McKinley Fire, and it's in the Klamath National Forest area in Northern California. Yes.
Is that west, north of Sacramento?
That would be north of Sacramento, yes, as you
wow.
set up the Interstate 5.
Because Klamath Falls is Oregon.
That's true. It's saying, yeah, basically.
So it must be up on the Oregon border somewhere.
That's right. That's what we understand. And, of course, everything is very dry. You can get the lightning strikes, right, that can also ignite fires as well. But it has really increased in size very quickly over just a couple of days or so.
Yeah. Now, Mike Pompeo, who I happen to like, and I think that he would be a great candidate for president or vice president, whichever one he wanted, depending on what happens with the big guy. It's obvious, Mike Pompeo says, that China no longer has the same respect for the U.S. under Joe Biden as it did under Donald Trump.
Well, I think you could say that about China. I agree with Pompeo. I think you can say that about China. You can also, I think, say that about Russia
Iran,
as well.
Iran.
And Iran. Exactly. And, you know, whether or not we'd be in the same boat we are in right now with the invasion of Ukraine, for example, under a different presidency or any presidency that would have projected a much different image and purpose to Moscow and to Beijing and even to Tehran. But we don't know for sure. We can make those kinds of speculations. But what we do know, though, is that former Secretary Pompeo is exactly right. Yeah, the Chinese government doesn't look at us at all the same. In fact, they believe, I think, that they can take advantage of this situation, especially regarding Taiwan. And I hate to say it, I think they'll do that sooner than later.
Now, this isn't funny, but Joe Biden tested positive again over the weekend, and he tested positive again yesterday for the second day in a row over the weekend, and he's currently in shutdown mode back in the White House.
Right, well, they're calling it rebound, or what do they call it, rebound COVID,
yep.
I think? Yeah, rebound COVID, and so he said he's working, and but, you know.
He and Commander are working.
He and Commander, the dog.
That's the dog,
exactly,
yep.
And he's going to isolate again to keep everybody safe and so forth. Even though he had that whole regime, right, of the special drug, right?
Yeah.
So some people evidently may get this. This is what the White House, I think, was saying. But we'll see. He doesn't seem to have any symptoms. That's a good thing. So, you know, we wish him well because it's no fun to get sick like that.
Now, do you use sunscreen when you go out?
I do, as a matter of fact.
Do you use banana boat sunscreen?
I don't think I've got banana boat, to be honest, but yeah.
Well, if you did, you might want to take a very close look at it because a whole bunch of banana boat sunscreens have been recalled. wow. Unexpected levels of benzene, a cancer-causing chemical, are in this sunscreen. Isn't that nice?
Well, yeah, this is very, very unfortunate, because if you're trying to avoid one kind of cancer, namely skin cancer, which can be very prevalent, you have to be very, very careful. But to have something that could cause something else, another kind of cancer, is just terrible.
Now, I will explain a little bit more for the listeners that are going, what? What'd he say? Well, the nationwide voluntarily recall, which was issued by Edgewell Personal Care Company, refers to three batches of banana boat hair and scalp sunscreen spray called SPF 30. An internal review found that some of the samples of the product contained trace levels of benzene, when benzene is not an ingredient in any of the banana boat products. The review showed that unexpected levels of benzene came from the propellant that sprays the product out of the can, which causes the cancer. Now, this is according to a release from the company over the weekend on Saturday.
Yeah, so obviously trying to get ahead of it, and try to get these products off the shelves as fast as possible, I'm sure.
Yeah. Now, something else before we go to break. Senator Cassidy from Louisiana has blasted the Dems' reconciliation deal, predicting a dire outcome if passed because there's a 15% tax in there to business that nobody's talking about, and it's in there, and you got to read it to see it. And I had a discussion with a young man yesterday who was telling me, oh, no, the Republicans are lying about this. I says, are they lying about the 15% tax that was in there? He had no idea.
Wow.
Because he believed the party line.
Well, people will believe the party line, and then also even the idea of raising taxes isn't even as abhorrent as it really should be.
Now, it's not to us, it's to the companies, but what's going to happen to all our products?
Well, of course, yeah, the price will go up.
15%.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, but that's the practical a result of that, which people will see in their pocketbook. But at the same time, they always hear, well, we're going to make these corporations pay their fair share. And everybody, it's like a hook, line, and sinker type thing. Oh, yeah, well, we got to make them pay their fair share. But what they don't understand, or what they haven't factored in, is exactly what you just said. The prices will just go up.
Well, yeah. And by the way, Joe Manchin's talking about Kyrsten Sinema out there in Arizona. He said that she has an awful lot in proposed Dem Inflation Reduction Act to think about.
Well, of course. That's right. I guess, Captain, do we live in the day and age where you can just pass a bill that reduces inflation? I mean, it just doesn't seem to make any sense.
We first have to pass the bill to see what's in the bill.
Right.
All right, hold that thought, boy. You couldn't make this stuff up, folks, if you tried. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And this familiar voice is going to take us to break.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News. I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Human remains have been found in the shrinking shoreline of Lake Mead as it recedes in the face of a brutal drought gripping the western U.S. In a statement, the National Park Service said the unidentified remains were spotted at Swin Beach in the Lake Mead National Recreation Area late on Monday afternoon. The age of the remains is unknown, and the Park Service said the investigation is ongoing. In a forthcoming memoir, Jared Kushner alleges that former President Donald Trump's second chief of staff, John F. Kelly, was viewed within the White House as a bully with a Jekyll and Hyde demeanor who once shoved his wife Ivanka Trump out of his way after a volatile Oval Office meeting. Kelly denies the allegations. Kushner, who served as a senior presidential advisor, writes in Breaking History, a White House memoir, that he and his wife viewed Kelly as consistently duplicitous, but only once did Kelly let his mask fully slip. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday Morning Edition. I hope you're having a great time, and I hope we're enlightening you and entertaining you and informing you with the information we're giving you. Got some more great information coming your way here in just a second, but I need to tell everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Now, I want you to trot on over to MyPillow.com, and when you get over there, go into the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Your key to get in there is the promo code CAPTAIN. That's right, CAPTAIN. Or you can call them directly at 800-641-5459. Again, the promo code will be CAPTAIN. When you get in there, don't miss the opportunity, the incredible opportunity, to buy whatever is in there that's on sale. Plenty of buy one, get ones, plenty of discounted products. The my slippers are in there, $90 off a pair of my slippers again. You've got all kinds of discounts in there, and I'll tell you, it's just an unbelievable circumstance. So many that I don't have enough time to talk about them. Plus, whatever you buy will get you a free Mike Lindell book, too, with any purchase. Again, the number to call, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Your promo code will always be CAPTAIN. That's right. Your promo code will always be CAPTAIN. Give it a shot. See what happens. All you got to do is save money, right? And get some great products in the process. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, I think we got an email here before we go to our story about the fallen police officer, but what is the email we got?
Well, Captain, we got a real nice message from Old Fred in Sarasota. And he writes in and says, I am from a generation that remembers 1941. The Japanese also thought we were weak because we are a peace-loving republic. So now we have China, he writes, with an ultimatum that if we fly to Taiwan, I'm talking about Nancy Pelosi, of course, they will consider that an act of war. If we cave to that ultimatum, he says, we lose all credibility with the world. My response, he says, we are coming for a peaceful flight for diplomatic relations. We will protect our diplomat as normal. If you should foolishly fire one shot at any of our aircraft, remember Pearl Harbor, he says. We didn't start it. We did finish it. So calm down and rethink your attitude. And that's his message. And he says, love you guys. And again, that's from Fred, old Fred, rather, in Sarasota. Thanks, old Fred.
Way to go, old Fred. And we appreciate that. All right. Yep. Well, I'll go with that. That makes perfect sense to me.
Absolutely. Well, see, that's the thing. You know, we need to be able to conduct foreign policy. We need to be able to conduct, our business. And the Chinese government can't dictate what that's going to be. So it's a very, very bad situation if it looks like you're succumbing to them, or it looks like you're not being, steadfast enough. So it's a lose-lose.
Now, President Joe Biden's administration has confirmed a plan that would give identification cards to illegal immigrants. Now, the pilot program from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, is aimed at modernizing documentation provided to some non-citizens. Now, the problem I have with this, Kyle, is you know what else that makes it easier to do?
Well, apply for other programs and maybe even vote.
Well, I was going to say vote. That was where my mind went. Vote.
Yeah.
If they have this type of special card, and by the way, there are some states in the country where people that are illegal can vote in the local and state elections.
Well, right, and the argumentation goes a little something like this. Well, we have these individuals in our community, and they're sending their kids to the same schools and this kind of thing, so they should have a voice in how things are run. And it's that kind of idea, but it just completely dilutes what it even means to be a citizen. I doubt very highly, Captain, that you or I or other Americans could go somewhere else to a different country and suddenly demand to have a vote, and it just wouldn't seem like that would work out too well.
Yeah, go over to Mexico, where a lot of these people are coming from, and go over there and ask them if you can do the same.
Right, and they would laugh at you, I'm pretty sure.
They'd do more than laugh at you.
Right, exactly. But see, that's how it kind of begins to seep in. It's this idea, because Americans want to be fair, first and foremost, that they're very, very fair people. So people will try to play on that. Well, don't you think it's fair that we should do this? I mean, don't you think it's like the idea of paying people's fair share and this kind of thing. That word gets bandied about, but in this case, it's being applied incorrectly.
So, Kyle, who's remained loyal to Trump? I'm going to get to my story here in a minute. It's that this is popular with the Republican base and could bring something politically advantageous to a ticket with the 45th president should he decide to run in 2024. Now, I've got 10 potential running mates Donald Trump could choose based on that scenario. You ready?
Yep.
Number one, of course, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Right, of course.
However, there's no way in God's green acre that he should take that opportunity, even though it'd be a tremendous opportunity, because he needs to finish the job here in Florida. If he goes, his programs go with him.
Yep, exactly.
It's not that strong without him behind the wheel here in Florida to make it even stronger. And then the next time around, after he's term limited out, he could think about running for vice president or even U.S. senator or even president. He could basically do whatever he wanted to do. And that's just my opinion.
Well, that's very true. Yeah, he has all these options.
Now, the second name mentioned, and this is a list and it's just in the order it's in, but the second name after Governor Ron DeSantis is Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, who is the number three House Republican. Trump has taken a shining to her for the way she's conducted herself in the Congress, and there's a possibility she could be the female running mate.
Well, very, very much so, yes. Well, we'll see. Exactly.
Now, the third person on the list is Governor Kristi Noem, who I really like from South Dakota. And while she claims she would be shocked if Trump asked her to be his running mate, the South Dakota governor's name has long been floated around as a possible contender if she decides to pick up the mantle and run for the position, either openly or inadvertently, and tell the president, hey, I'd like to be considered as your running mate.
Very interesting. Well, you know, I think having this coming election for president after the midterms, of course, is going to be so important because people with chief executive experience, I think, are going to be incredibly it's going to be incredibly important to the voters, because they see what happens right now with people who haven't really ever had that, and they need to be able to step in and run something.
Now, if Trump wanted to make history with a pick for vice president, he might consider putting South Carolina's senator, one of the highest-profile black Republicans, on the ballot. Who would that be?
Yeah, who is that?
Senator Tim Scott.
There you go. Yeah.
Yep, put him on the ballot. He would be the junior senator, of course, to Lindsey Graham, but he would be one hell of a character or a candidate. And, of course, he's black and would fit a couple of different molds that they may be trying to fill, don't know. Now, who would be up after him, say, at number five?
Who's that?
Governor Kim Reynolds from Iowa.
Okay.
Now, she has been loyal as the day is long, ever since Trump came around, and she's been just unwavering in her support, which is good. She's a good person to have where she's at. Trump helped her in her gubernatorial race, and that's how she got elected. Okay, now immediately right after her, and this is quite a ways down the list, I would have thought she might have been higher. Number six, former Governor Nikki Haley. We all remember who she was, not only the governor of South Carolina, but also a very, in my opinion, highly successful U.N. ambassador.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's definitely very, very formidable.
And she would be the first Republican, Indian American, and woman to be vice president if she was picked and she got elected and he got elected.
Yeah, well, I think she's got a real solid foundation, absolutely.
Then there's a newcomer to the scene who I'm surprised he's even on the list, but he's been loyal to the president, and that was Governor Glenn Youngkin from Virginia.
Right.
Now, what do you think about that?
Well, again, you know, you bring in experience in terms of being a proven leader.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, then the next one is Mike Pompeo. He's number eight on the list, and I'm going to put you on hold here because I'm going to talk my way out here to the break. The next one after him is Jim Jordan, number nine. And number 10 is Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn. Those are the 10 that, according to loyalty and length of service in the Republican Party, could be in line to be Trump's running mate. Be right back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Mm-hmm. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let's
played that a little bit long just for the heck of it. Kyle, who is that group?
Well, Captain, that's the one and only Charlie Starr with Blackberry Smoke. You're here, Georgia.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great tune. That comes right off their demo. So that's something new that's not even out there for the public to hear. But we got it because they sent it to us because they know we're playing it.
Very cool.
All right. Well, take it away out west.
Well, Captain, we continue to see, of course, the fire weather warnings, the hot, dry weather, excessive heat warnings up in parts of Washington. It's subsiding a little bit for Seattle and Portland, but we still have most of Washington and most of Oregon under some kind of heat watch or hot, dry weather watch. But northern Idaho, of course, continues excessive heat warning. Our friends in Montana, Missoula, Helena, Bozeman, we all have heat advisories going on right now. Our friends down in Boise, Idaho, also excessive heat warnings. Aerial flood watches continue to cover most of northern Nevada, all the way down to Las Vegas and out into the California desert down Interstate 15. Possible flash flooding could occur there as well. On the rain map, some of the rain we were talking about last hour is dissipating a little bit, namely the rain that was east of Tucson down in Arizona, but over towards the border with New Mexico along I-10. You still have maybe some medium rain in places, but you'll definitely have rain coming across the road from Wilcox all the way into New Mexico over towards Lordsburg right now. Also in California, we have some rain to tell our listeners about. In California, this is going to be on Highway 101. This is going to be in the San Lucas area up towards about Greenfield. So all this is north of areas like San Miguel and Paso Robles. So if you're heading up that way, you can definitely get impacted by some rain up there. But other than that, Captain, yeah, we're looking, of course, at this little bit of rain north of Las Vegas right now, but that's heading more north.
Well, I got to cut right to the chase, folks. If you're in Kentucky, I'm sorry, I got bad news for you. You still got rain and you got heavy flooding going on in the areas that were already affected over the weekend. They're starting to gather up more bodies now as they're getting in and getting into what's there. However, there is some additional flooding going on, some additional rain going on, and to the west of you, coming from the southeastern corner of Missouri and the southern part of Illinois and the western part of Kentucky, you have more rain headed in your direction. I'm sorry to tell you that, but it's coming your way, so be prepared, and hopefully everybody's in a shelter now that could get there, and there's more shelters coming, more equipment, more goods coming, so help is on the way. Help is on the way. And that is the big problem area right now to the east. However, let me back up and go over to Nebraska. Half of Nebraska is under a high heat advisory, plus down into the central part of Kansas, also into the southwestern corner of Iowa. And you also have, along with that, thunderstorm watches and advisories through there, flood watches and advisories as well. So it's going to be another interesting day, morning, whatever. Kentucky, I wish I had better news for you, but I don't. Just keep it between the ditches and don't go. My God, don't get out in the water and start wandering around. Just don't do it.
Exactly right. Yeah, turn around, don't drown, don't try to go through the
water. Yeah, well, even walking through it because people are being swept away by the current. All right, Kyle, tell us how you hear your show, then we're out of here.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, thank you very much, my friend. Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, and by the way, folks, don't forget the Pilot and Flying J brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and we'll have some more great stories and items for you to go and check out over at the Flying J and the Pilot nearest you. And don't forget that I go there, Kyle goes there, a lot of other people listening to me are even listening to me from there right now, and a special shout-out to the Pilot and the Flying J in Denver, And over there in Salt Lake City, Utah. All right, let's go up to the telephone line again. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Okay, very quickly here, we have a situation that developed in Kosovo. There were shots fired last night. No, nobody hit anybody, but still, what's going on there?
There actually was somebody that was hit. It was not a casualty, but somebody was struck. It has been confirmed at a checkpoint. But Serbia has launched their fighter jets. Their fighter jets are being transferred to the airfields near the border. Serbian forces are in full combat readiness. The president of Serbia is, I think, delivered an emergency address to the nation. This looks exactly like what Putin is doing, to be honest with you. Let's not forget, a lot of people don't understand the history, but Kosovo was once a part of Serbia.
Yep.
And Kosovo necessarily broke away. So it is only partially recognized. It is recognized, but I would say it's like conditionally recognized. And Kosovo is telling anybody that, especially, they've got quite a population of Albanians there, but and Serbians, that if you stay, then you're going to automatically become a Kosovo citizen. Mm-hmm. And you will be given official Kosovo documents.
Yep.
And that has precisely what Putin is doing in Ukraine. He's taking over cities and automatically handing out passports saying that, you know, everybody's a Russian citizen. So NATO has a kind of a security task force that has been assigned to Kosovo for years, since really the breakup happened. And there has been, you know, military hostilities previously, but now it's becoming yet another situation here. But the president has asked for peace. He says there will be no surrender and Serbia will win. They're tired of being bullied. So it could get interesting.
And NATO is right in the middle of it. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, because NATO has already said that they will step in if they have to. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.